the commissioner of the National Hockey League, Gary Bettman. Gary, how are you today? Thanks for doing this.
I'm great. Happy New Year to everybody.
And to you as well. You know, this entire season, this entire year really, has given a lot of people a chance to reflect and think of different eras and think of the formation of the National Hockey League, look at different eras. As you look back on it, Gary, do you ever, you know, in your role as commissioner, think to yourself, you know, I really would have liked to have been the president of the NHL in the post-World War II era and the WHA challenge? Like, players will always look back and say, oh, I would have loved to have played with Orr and Howe. And do you ever look back as commissioner and say, I would have loved to have presided over the NHL in this era?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. I've never been asked that before. So I'll start by saying I like where we are now. I think the league has never been stronger. The game has never been better, more competitive. Our athletes have never been greater, both what they do on and off the ice. Having said that, if I was around at an earlier time, I might have been able to address some things earlier than I wound up having to address them later. But, you know, that's Fantasy Island. The fact of the matter is I like where we are, and I wouldn't have traded this time for any other.
You know, the 100-year, the celebration, Gary, that your staff did, I mean, I think they did a magnificent job when you consider the trailers, when you consider the 100 players, everything from January to December. So really, when you don't want to look to the past and you're looking to the future, what's next? What do you envision for the next little while to make this game better?
You know, we tried very hard to recognize appropriately the history, the great history and tradition. We thought it was and think it is a big deal to be 100 years old. And so now we want to take the foundation that's been created in the first 100 years, all the great things that have happened in the game, all the great people that have been associated with the game, and we want to build on it. We want to continue growing the game in North America. Obviously, the game has to be strong in Canada and the United States if it's going to have any presence on the worldwide stage. And we think we can grow the game on a worldwide basis as well, but we also think we can continue to grow our fan base here in North America, which is vitally important. Obviously, there are always going to be challenges, whether or not it's continuing to focus on the way the game's played and player safety, or whether it's embracing new technology and how we do that. But that's all part of how we're going to continue to connect with our fans. And it's things that we can also do to help grow the game at the grassroots level. So it's really more of the same. But I do think since the game has never been in a better place in terms of the strength of the game, in terms of the strength of our franchises, as I mentioned, how great our players are, this gives us an opportunity to continue to grow.
You talk about, I mean, a lot of the stuff you're talking about is maintaining and improving the relationship with the players. Player tracking, for example, is one that really needs the players' help in order to make it work. How would you describe your relationship right now with the players?
I think our relationship is fine. I have a good relationship with Don. And, you know, I think there are things that are misunderstood. And I suppose when the collective bargaining expires, the agreement expires, there are things that both sides may want to focus on. But we're coming through a period of sustained labor peace. And while we don't always agree on everything in the final analysis, I don't think the players have ever done better, particularly financially, particularly the way they're traveled and cared for. And we're proud to do that, and they deserve it. So, you know, we just have to make sure that we keep our eyes collectively focused on the things that are important for the game. Because in the final analysis, we have to connect with our fans, we being the clubs and the league and the players, all working to make our experience the best possible for hockey fans.
NHL Commissioner Gary Bettman along with yours truly, Jeff Merrick and John Shannon. This is Hockey Central Saturday across the Sportsnet Radio Network. Sticking with that theme of tradition as we wind down the 100-year anniversary of the NHL, what in your mind is sacred about the game? Does it have to stay 5-on-5? You've been able to keep, you know, ads off jerseys and corporate sponsorship away from the cup. What in your mind, Gary, is sacred in this game and in your mind should never be touched?
Well, that's a terrific question. It's really more about being willing to respect the game for what it has been and what it is. Obviously, the game has changed. When you think back to Lester Patrick and the changes that he innovated, almost 100 years ago, whether it was changing on the fly or offsides or numbers on uniform, those are the types of things that we need to continue to understand, not to change the game for the sake of changing the game, but we're constantly monitoring everything that's going on the game, looking for trends. So, we went to sudden death overtime. We went to a shootout. We modified 4-on-4 to 3-on-3. We want to do the things that are true to the game, but also evolve with the game, particularly as the players have gotten bigger and faster and even more skilled than they ever were. And so am I a fan on advertising on jerseys? No. Would I tell you that at some point something could conceivably happen that would want us to at least reevaluate that view? And again, it's not my view that matters. It's really the view of the 31 clubs. You need to stay contemporary. You need to evolve with the changes that are essential to keep the game vibrant. Some changes we never could have envisioned. If we were having this discussion 25 years ago and talking about embracing technology and how it could improve the fan experience, those are things that you at least have to keep an open mind to and decide what stays true to the game itself, what stays true to the competition and the essence of hockey. So I don't put anything on you got to change this or you never change that. You've got to keep an open mind, but you have to stay true to what the essence of the game is. And that's how we've gotten to be 100 years old.
Gary, John and I both smiled when you said the name Lester Patrick, because John and I talk a lot about whether it's Lester Patrick or the Pacific Coast Hockey League and the way that, that league and that man helped to innovate hockey. To that end, has there been much appetite or discussion around the idea of creating a consistent, summer R&D camp where you experiment with ideas like removing blue lines, changing the configurations, changing, the amount of bodies on the ice, just trying different things to see what might work?
Well, we did do that. Brendan Shanahan yep. started that when he was working with us at the league office. And when we think there's a need to test things, where there's a real interest in either making a change or addressing a problem, then we wouldn't hesitate to do it. But it became clear to us that it didn't make sense to just do it every year or every couple of years on a regular basis, because we were just redoing things that we had already tested. The good news is we have a very good relationship with the American Hockey League, and when we need to test something, they've been good about doing that with us as well. But to us, I think, as I said, the way the game is being played now is really exciting, entertaining. Our competitive balance is extraordinary, but we do things on a daily basis in terms of, and people may chuckle when I say this, how do we improve officials' performance? How do we coach and critique and monitor what the officials are doing night in and night out? And so this is a constant, ongoing self-evaluation that we're going in watching all of our 1,200-plus regular season games to make sure we see the trends that are emerging. Whether or not it's entertainment value, the flow of the game, or even player safety.
The interesting thing, Gary, is the most entertaining thing right now has become the 3-on-3.
Yes.
It's so much. It is. So the question then becomes, I think you know me well enough, I'm quite a traditionalist, is when do we see it in the playoffs? And should we see it in the playoffs?
And the answer to that is no. We don't use the shootout in the playoffs, even though you can win an Olympic gold medal in a shootout. It's a question of degree, but we're trying to maintain the core essence of our game and have it be relevant and entertaining. And so we like the game the way it is. Maybe you tweak things here or there. Somebody said to me the other day, some coaches are slowing up the 3-on-3 by having you know, the players come back out of the offensive zone and reset up and make a line change, and that kills 15, 20 seconds. Maybe we shouldn't allow that. Sit, slow down. Okay. There's nothing wrong with the 3-on-3 right now. But if you saw somebody go into a stall, you may say, you know what, if that becomes a trend, you have to address it. But again, to make change for the sake of change doesn't make sense. You want to either do something that you think can make an improvement on something that you can improve or needs to be improved, or you're addressing a problem. And the good news is I don't think anybody would suggest who follows the game on a regular basis that in terms of how the game is being played, the flow of the game, even goal scoring's up half a goal a game. I mean, you know, and that's a good example. We thought slashing was a problem. We were watching it, not because of goal scoring, although I think the increase in goal scoring is one of the benefits of the crackdown on slashing. We were concerned about wrists and hands being injured because of the constant slashing. And so we made an adjustment, we cracked down on it, and one of the benefits has been more goals.
Being joined by Gary Bettman, NHL Commissioner, Hockey Central Saturday across the Sportsnet Radio Network. Jeff Merrick alongside John Shannon. You've been commissioner since 1993. I'm curious your thoughts on how some of your meetings have changed, whether it's general managers meetings or board of governors meetings, going back to when you first took over your role in the National Hockey League. There's that great story about your first GM's meeting and, you know, Gainey and Savard are rolling up their sleeves and clearing away tables. I'm guessing meetings don't have fisticuffs involved anymore, Mr. Bettman. But how have things changed as it relates to GM's meetings and Board of Governors meetings going back to 1993?
I don't think they've changed a whole lot. The fact is we, meaning league office people and from the clubs, the club people, come very well prepared, very attentive, professional. And everybody who's in those meetings, whether it's the GMs or the Board of Governors, has something very much in common, and that's a passion for the game. And I think the managers as a group and the owners as a group have been extraordinarily unified in terms of what's good for the game. Are they fiercely competitive? Do they all want to beat each other on the ice? Absolutely. But when it comes to the things that will continue to grow the game and make it strong, the level of unity and support that we get is incredible.
What would be the biggest issue that you and the 31 member clubs face in the next year?
In the next year, I hope not to face too many issues. And one of the challenging and exciting things about this job is things tend to fall out of the sky on you. But we don't have the luxury of focusing on any one thing. We've got to make sure that day in and day out, all the gears are working and in sync, and that we're not grinding gears, that we're addressing issues to the extent they come up that need to be addressed in a transparent and forthright way, and we try to do that. But we tend to focus on doing everything we can to keep the game strong and vibrant, because, frankly, everything else we do, whether it's marketing or promotion or events or the
Whoop.
Oh, we just lost the commissioner.
He's never hung up on me before.
Something we said.
No, that's too bad.
Very good. Okay, well, I want to thank the commissioner, Gary Bettman, for stopping by the program today. Reminder, tomorrow, Winter Classic,
Monday.
Sabres facing off against the New York Rangers.
And as we've noted a couple of times on... He's calling back.
Great.
We have a few minutes. The Sabres are the home team on Monday, even though the game is 10 miles from Madison Square Garden and 387 miles from... First Niagara, or whatever it's called now. What is it called now?
Key Bank Center.
Key Bank. I should know that. The Key Bank Center in Buffalo. The Sabres are the home team.
And do you have a favorite Winter Classic? For me, it's always the first one because of the snow globe effect.
I think, and I was actually going to ask Gary.
Well, he's back now. You can ask.
Sorry about that.
I'm sitting in that place. I don't know how that happened.
Well, you know,
we thought John offended you, Gary.
That's the first time you've ever hung up on me. So, you know, it's okay.
No, I thought you did it. But let me just finish what I was saying. Everything we do, whether it's broadcast events, technology embracing, everything we do, none of it matters. Not the marketing, not the promotion. if the game isn't good. And that gets the primary focus day in and day out, monitoring trends, looking at issues, and making sure, if necessary, we make the right adjustments.
Have you figured out how many outdoor games there should be?
You know, it depends on the year, the opportunities. It's generally between 2 and 4, and it seems to be the right mix. I know that for people who don't go to them, there tends to be an opportunity to be a little negative. But the fact is, if you go to one of these games, it's an extraordinary experience. Fans love it. It doesn't get old. Particularly for fans who have only done it once or twice or not at all, and it would be their first experience. They're a lot of fun. They bring a lot of attention to a regular season game and to our regular season. And so, you know, I don't see any need to not have them. And by the way, every one of them sells out. I think we've had something like 1,250,000 fans attend them. They don't ever seem to get old.
And we look forward to Monday. Buffalo Sabres facing off against the New York Rangers at Citi Field. We'll conclude on this one. From your perch, what do you think the story, what do you anticipate the story being in the next season, 2018-2019?
I hope the next story is what an incredible season and playoffs and Stanley Cup final we had, crowning our champion, whether it's a three-peat or somebody who's never won it before or somebody who hasn't won it recently. To me, the best story can be about everything that takes place on the ice.
And there's no expansion applications in yet?
Not yet, no.
Okay, just checking. You never know.
No.
You never know.
Hey, frankly, well, you know, it's the holiday season. Maybe they will.
We'll see what happens in the new year. Commissioner, thanks so much for stopping by. Best of the new year, and best of luck Monday at Citi Field and the rest of the season.
Thank you. Great to be with you. Healthy, happy to you and all your listeners.